In 2012, 9 artists in the Columbia area painted murals on sidewalks behind storm drains downtown. The project was a collaboration with the Roots and Blues Festival, and the murals were painted with images promoting a cleaner environment. But 3 of the murals were damaged. City of Columbia stormwater educator Mike Hymos says drivers and the weather were the likely causes.
We had a pretty harsh winter here. Most of the 9 murals are in great shape, and they look wonderful. The ones that got damaged were in high traffic areas, vehicle areas. We believe one was hit by a snowplow.
At a city meeting, Hymo says he noticed the city was using decals, basically giant stickers for bike lanes. This made him wonder if the decals also could be used for artwork.
I did some research, looked at other technologies that were out there, contacted the manufacturer of this product. They use it in the advertising world on the sides of buildings, walls, sidewalks, especially promotional things, and we decided to use it for the artwork.
Franklin Imaging in Ohio makes the product. The outdoor stickers are called concrete graphics. The concrete graphics conform to the indentations of the concrete and look just like paint. Hymo says they are aluminum, which makes the decals 100% recyclable if removed, unlike paint. Also, Hymo says they are much more cost-effective than paint.
The paint was originally donated by Sherwin-Williams. We calculated per mural around downtown, it was about $1,500 in paint. This new technology that we're using, just to have it reproduced from an Adobe Photoshop print, runs about $200 per sticker.
Artist Mara Mudd painted a mural right outside of Flat Branch Park on Locust Street. Mudd says the city asked her whether she wanted to repaint it or try the new concrete graphics. She decided to use the new concrete graphics and says they allowed her to do more with her work.
I was able to do some things in Photoshop, which is my area of expertise, that I wasn't able to do with the paint and brushes. So I was actually pretty glad that we were able to put it down like this.
Hymo says he plans to get more artists involved with the new concrete graphics. He says he hopes to use them for education and outreach about keeping the community clean. He says the graphics will make it easier to expand the placement of the graphics to areas like parks and schools. Kyle Winker, KBIA News.